according to his word, the Bible said that it has been forevermore settled in heaven. Amen. Won't be no amendments to it. Amen. There won't be no changes to it. You don't go to the back of the book and find a section that tells you, well, we made a mistake on page such and such. Amen. And we've had to amend it or change it. Amen. The book, amen, has been written and has been forevermore settled in heaven. Amen. And God, amen, will not change. Malachi said, I am the Lord thou God, which changeth not. The word of God in the New Testament tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. And God's standards has never changed. Amen. The promises of heaven has never changed. Heaven is just as real today as it was when Jesus stood, amen, and said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house, amen, oh my, I rejoice in the thought of the Father's house, amen. For in the Father's house, amen, oh, there are many mansions, amen. If it were not true, if it was a lie, if it was not true, according to the word of God, he said, I would have told you so. Amen. So God never repealed or never changed. So today I have every reason and purpose in my heart to believe that God has prepared for me, not just for me. Paul said this crown was laid up not just for you or not just for me, but it's laid up for all those that's looking for him. Amen. That's in love with his appearance. See, there's a lot of folks today wouldn't want the Lord to come back. Amen. Because they've got too many things going on they wouldn't want the Lord to look in on. Amen. They've got too many situations, amen, that's taking place in their life that they wouldn't want the Lord, amen, involved in. Amen. Well, God, amen, he just requires one position, and that is the number one position. Amen. If we learn to put him first above all other things, amen. If we seek the kingdom of God, amen, in his righteousness, the Bible said all things are going to be added. All the things we need, amen. All the things that we need for our day-to-day lives and to substantiate us and to carry us, amen, the finances, amen, the health, amen, all these things, amen, God said will be added to us, amen. So thank God, amen, by the word of God, amen, that he's added, amen, to us, amen, the things that we need, amen. I don't have to get up in the morning and worry about, amen, where I'm going to have a roof over my head, because I know God is going to take care of me, amen. And the same God that brought me through last week, last year, last month, is the same God that's going to keep me today. And on the dawning of a new horizon and the dawning of a new day, he's the same God that's going to keep me. Amen. So I'm not in a big fret or a big tizzy of what's going to take place tomorrow. Amen. Because I know that he has prepared for me a mansion. And he said, let not your hearts be troubled. Amen. I'll tell you something, amen, there are folks today that are more troubled than there ever has been, amen. We was talking about it just yesterday, amen, how that the psychiatric wards are running over, amen. Somebody was telling me that they had a person in need to be admitted for some treatment or help, and they couldn't find a place to put them in, amen. Why? Because people are troubled. The suicide rate amongst teenagers is the highest it's ever been in history, amen. And, you know, the Bible says that men's hearts are going to be failing them for the fear of things that's coming on them. Amen. And the things that's coming upon the earth. Amen. Without God, amen, this is a reality. Amen. Without God, there is no hope, because he is our hope. Amen. He is our strength. He is our refuge. He is everything that we need. Amen. Glory to God. So in him, the Bible says, we move and have our being. Amen. Amen. We don't move on our own. Amen. We move led of the Lord. Amen. There's a lot of things, amen, man, I want to answer to right now. I'm an impatient little fella, amen. I really am. I want it all to happen right now. I want it all to happen today, amen. But there's a lot of things, amen, it's in the due process of God's time, amen. And I have found that if we get the timing of God in our life, amen, we set our affection, the Bible said, of things above, not on things of this earth, amen. Because we're dead to the things of this world, amen. Our life is hid in God with Christ, amen. And we are, amen, we are numbed or dead or however you want to say it to the things of this world, amen. Because we have our eye on that mansion. We have our eye on that which God has promised us, and we have been heirs of God, amen, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, amen. So everything that the Word of God promised, amen, through Jesus Christ is ours, amen, because that Jesus was able to fulfill that which he was sent here to do, amen. Oh, he didn't want to die. You wouldn't want to die either, amen. But the beautiful thing about Calvary is that as he had a choice, if they take your eye out here today and get a lynch mob or something, or they get us out here and nail us up to an old cross, amen, there wasn't much we could do about it, amen. But see, he had the power to come down off of that cross. He had the power to call 10,000 angels, amen. He chose out of love for you and for me, amen. He chose to die, amen. See, it was a choice. He said, Father, amen, let this bitter cup pass from me. But as you notice, he said, Father, not my will, but thine be done, amen. While he looked around and seen his disciples asleep, amen. I mean, them folks had done went to snoring, amen. They were asleep. They was out of here, amen. But, I mean, you know, in the natural, amen, it would have been hard to say, well, you know, Lord, you want me to die for them folks? And they won't even stay awake long enough to pray while I'm talking to you about the subject? Amen. But the Bible said he went a little further. He made another step, amen. He pressed on, amen. And then he said, Father, not my will, but thine be done, amen. And he went through the shame. He went through the suffering of the cross. He became the price paid for sin, the propitiation, amen. He became that which, amen, that God, amen, offered as a price for sin. The blood of a heifer, a bullock, a dove, or a calf, or any of those things could never take away the sins. It could never wash away the sins. It was only an atonement until that blood that would be shed on Calvary's brow that you and I might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen? So we're not paupers, if you please. Amen? We are, amen, King's kids. Amen? We have been grafted into the family of God. Amen? Contrary to nature, the Word says. But thank God that we have been grafted in, amen. How much more will he bring the Jew back in, amen, as the door of the Gentile goes shut, amen. America is signing her death certificate, amen. As we, amen, endeavor, amen, America endeavors to take prayer out of schools, amen. As America endeavors to take all resemblance of God or prayer or the commandments out of their public buildings. We sign our death certificate as a nation as we allow homosexuality, amen, to become a standard and an acceptable standard. It'll never be acceptable by the Word of God, amen. And even now they're coming down against preachers and churches, amen, that preach the Word of God, amen, that stand for the Word of God, amen. But I want you to know, as America turns her back on God, amen, as they take America out of our school, amen, as they take it out, amen, and before long, amen, they'll be wanting to take it out of the church, amen, amen. The church, amen, will become a society get-together club, amen, and a lot of churches, that's all they are today anyway, amen. they no longer go to an altar and tarry and pray till they pray through. Amen. I'm an old-time Pentecostal, and I believe in the term praying through. Amen. When you get a problem, you go and you stay at the altar till you pray through. Amen. You get a weakness, you get a sickness, you get whatever it is, you go to the altar and you pray through. And you identify, by his stripes ye were healed. Amen. A lot of folks say, man, if they can't get it out of a pill bottle, they think God can't do it. But I tell you, God's still in the miracle business. God's still in the healing business. God's still in, amen, lifting up those that choose to believe. For the Bible said, all things are possible unto him that believeth. Amen. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will. Amen. And it shall be done by your Father which is in heaven. Amen. He's still in the miracle business. Amen. He's still in the quickening business. Amen. We would have all went back according to the word of God. But according to the word of God, he has quickened us. Amen. That word quicken means to arouse our spirit. Amen. He has brought forth life into our spirit. Amen. For we were dead in our sins. Amen. But when we accepted Calvary and the work of Calvary, and we accepted the blood, amen, we was made alive in Christ, amen. Glory to God. And now, amen, in him we are alive, amen. Oh my, the victory's sweet, amen. I'm glad I'm not in some old dead, dry, starched out religion, amen, but I'm glad I'm in with Jesus Christ, amen, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm glad his word is in me, amen. Glory to God, amen, and my prayer is that we get all of God and all of us, amen, and when we get all of God and all of us, amen, we're moving and having our being in him. We're being led by the Spirit of God. We're walking not in the flesh as carnal man, but we're walking in the Spirit, and the Spirit will mind the things of God. Amen. For the carnal man, the Bible says, is enmity against God. Amen. And the Bible says the carnal mind is not even subject unto the things of God and the law of God. And that's the reason a lot of people's running around here in the name of Jesus Christ doing all kind of things, because they're not in him. Amen. They're not in the Spirit. Amen. But when we walk in the Spirit, and somebody said, well, how in the world did I get in the Spirit? First of all, the Bible says, amen, unless you have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. Amen. How do you take on the Spirit of Christ? By acknowledging your sins and inviting Jesus to come into your life and to save you, amen, and to wash you and purge you with your sins. When you do that, you became a Christian. Amen. And when you become a Christian, amen, then you begin to allow your vessel to be filled up with the Spirit of God. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, Jesus prayed a prayer of sanctification in the 17th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. He said, Father, do not take them out of the world, leave them in the world, but separate them from the world. Amen. That's the key to it. Amen. That's the key to this whole thing, is being sanctified by the Spirit of God. Amen. That you allow God's Spirit to be within you to the point that you will not sin against God, you will not transgress against God, because the Bible said, amen, sin is a transgression of the law of God. Amen. He that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is a sin unto him. So when we walk in the flesh, we fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life are the manifestations in the three categories of sin. And when we walk in the flesh, we fulfill the lust of the flesh, amen, bringing about condemnation again as our soul, amen. But when we, by the blood of Jesus, are purged by his shed blood, amen, from Calvary, amen, then we begin to walk in the fullness of the Spirit. And the Bible said, as he said, the Father, don't take them out of the world, but sanctify them from the world. And this prayer, this promise, amen, is to all that believe the word of God. So some might say, well, there was a day, there was an hour that, you know, when did this take about? When did this come about? It come about when we believe the word of God and we chose to do it God's way instead of man's way. Amen. A lot of folks look around in the church and say, well, so-and-so's getting by with it, I can do. Amen. Well, so-and-so's doing it. Amen. That's the favorite thing of kids. They come into their mom and say, Mom, everybody else is doing this. Amen. Well, if it's wrong, it's wrong. It don't matter who's doing it. Amen. It don't matter who's involved in it. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Amen. And we need to purge ourselves, according to the Word of God. We need to purge ourselves, amen, from all sin, amen, all evil doing, amen, and all these things, amen, that are contrary to the law and nature of God. You got to remember about God, God is holy, amen. And without holiness, no man shall see the Lord, amen. For the Word of God tells us, amen, that we are to present ourselves holy and acceptable before God. This is our reasonable sacrifice, amen. Then, according to the Word of God, we're able to know, amen, and to choose that good and that perfect will of God, amen. But if we're all engulfed in the world, we're up to our eyebrows in sin, we're living like the world, smelling like the world, acting like the world, going where the world goes, and doing everything the world does, amen, then we are not going to know that absolute perfect will of God. Only when we're cleansed, only when we're washed, only when we're set apart, only when we're separated, amen, then, amen, and only then, amen, can we know the perfect will of God, amen. And I see a lot of folks, amen, running around, amen, and, you know, we was talking about this just yesterday, I believe it was, about, you know, gospel artists and gospel singers. We are in contact with many, many people in this profession, and so many of them, amen, so many of them are seeking after stardom, amen. They're seeking after being recognized and being popular, and they're overlooking what God gave them their gift for. God gave us a gift to glorify Him with. God gave us a gift to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. I know we went to one of the conventions, and one of the young ladies that they was promoting, she's up doing a gospel song, kind of doing the hoochie-coochie dance while she's trying to sing a gospel song. Amen. Well, she lost my vote. Amen. I'm sorry, but she lost my vote because she was not in the spirit. Amen. But she was in the flesh. She was trying to make her flesh appeal to those that was listening to her to make herself popular or famous. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. We need to sing the message. We need to preach the message. We need to sing the song. Amen. And we need to hide our life in Christ, in God. Amen. We need to decrease that He might increase. Amen. And if He increases in our life, there'll be something going on. Amen. My land, amen. You know, there's all kind of opportunities that come, and some people jump on every little bandwagon that comes, or everything comes to town, they jump on, amen, everybody's bandwagon. But let me tell you something. We need to wait on the Lord and let the Lord promote us. Amen. I've got the best promotion agent in the entire world. Matter of fact, he's plumb out of this world. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He's promoted us around the globe. Amen. There was no way that we could make ourselves. Amen. Our ministry stretches all around the globe and overseas. And we're known more in foreign countries than we are here in America. Amen. And that proves one fact. That pleasing God, that God can exalt you, God can lift you up, God can promote you, amen, and it'll be far greater, amen. I'm 57 years old, and I've spent all 57 years, amen, here in America, amen, and God just in a few short years has promoted us on a worldwide level that far outshines anything that's happened in all 57 years, amen. So if doing it herself, amen, would work, amen, we wouldn't have seen the things that we've seen, amen. But we just have to learn to wait on God, amen. We need to learn to walk in His Spirit, amen. Keep our vessels clean, amen. My responsibility, amen, you know, is first of all, make sure I'm where God wants me to be. Make sure that I'm pleasing God, amen. Make sure my life is in line with the Word, and I'm tuned with His Spirit so I can hear His voice. Was that precious sister from out of Roanoke that used to come and sing, her hands was all drawn with crippling arthritis? but she used to sing that song close enough. Amen. Close enough to hear his voice. Close enough to feel his touch. Amen. We want to come to that place. We want to get close enough. Amen. Close enough to hear that voice of God. Because I'm going to tell you something. I long in my spirit to hear from God. Amen. I got situations. Amen. I brought a list of stuff home with me where I've got to work on of dozens of things that's going on in our ministry that I've got to have timing. Amen. I've got to have answers. Amen. All the things I believe in my having my spirit, God will allow me to fulfill and see take place. The catch to it is the timing. Amen. The timing of God. Making sure that we are in step with the timing of God. Paul said, I've not failed to keep to the heavenly vision. Amen. God has a vision for you. God has a purpose. Amen. He said to the church, without a vision, we shall perish. Amen. If only vision we got is how many Krispy Kreme donuts we sell, amen, we're probably going to perish. Amen. If the rummage sale or the bake sale is our agenda for the month, amen, we're probably going to perish. Amen. But we need, every church needs a heavenly vision. Amen. It needs an inspired vision from God of that which God has spoke to you to do and to accomplish. And with all your might, all your strength, all your purpose, and all your heart, you need to rise up to do that. Amen. God spoke to me many, many years ago. Amen. For going on 40 years, I've rose up every morning to fulfill that which God has spoken in my spirit. Amen. My mama told me when I was a young boy, amen, it's your purpose in life is to spread and preach the gospel. When I sought God, amen, you know, kind of joke with mama, and mama's gone now, but I kind of joke with mama and said, oh, mama, all little mamas want their little boys to be preachers, amen. And mama would say, no, I hear this from the Lord, amen. She said, God spoke to me when I was carrying you, amen. And God said, you will preach the word, amen. And so, amen, I said, okay, Lord. And when I began to seek him as even as a kid, amen, he would show me revelations and visions of the thing that I was to do, amen. Well, all my life I've rose up, amen, to go forth, amen, to fulfill that vision, amen. And a lot of times, amen, get ahead of God, amen. A lot of times, you know, get in the flesh of the thing, amen. And cause a lot of time if we see something, we think, well, it's supposed to happen tomorrow. Amen. Sometimes God gives us revelations that's laid out over 20, 30 years. Amen. And I realize that now. I realize I had visions 30 years ago that was laid out over a period of 30 years. And some of those things, amen, are just now taken to pass that God revealed and showed me 30 years ago. Amen. So, my friend today, don't lose hope, neither be dismayed. For just in time, the mighty hand of God will move. Keep yourself, amen. Be is that man of God, amen. What was it, Isaiah, amen? When he said, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips. But the Bible said, you know, the angel of the Lord flew and took a tong and touched a coal from the altar of God, purified his lips, sanctified him, and here was his cry, amen. Here I am, Lord, send me, amen. So we need to be purged. We need to be ready. We need to be on the sidelines, if you please. Amen. We need to be waiting, saying, Lord, here I am. I'm ready, Lord. Send me. I'm willing to go. Whatever it takes, I'll be willing to do. Amen. That's my purpose. That's my goal, is to fulfill your will. And when we come to that place, you're going to have peace in your life. You're going to have contentment. Amen. The world won't be a rat race to you any longer. But in a very busy world, in a world that's crumbling all on every side, we can have peace and we can have victory. Because he said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me also. Amen. Thank God he went to prepare a place, a mansion, and there we're going to be with him. So bow your heads with me, if you would, those that's listening. Lord, in Jesus' name, we need your touch. Lord, we ask God to save that which is lost. Lord, the backslider might be, a fire might be rekindled in their souls. And God, for that one that needs a miracle, that needs a healing, that God, they might receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. And God, we ask you, God, let the victory flow. For Calvary's work is complete. And God, we are the ones that must choose. We must choose to believe the report. And God, that we know that you cannot lie and cannot fail. For your word has been forevermore settled in heaven. And we receive the promises. And God, all that call on your name today, that they might receive the promises of God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.